All right, well, here we go.
Yep.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to the Best of TTB for the holidays here, 2019. Fantastic. Didn't really have a number, doesn't have an episode, and we don't know what the fuck we'll call it, just Best of TTB for the 19th.
And really, this is going to be the last episode of 2019 as well. So, you know, why not kind of go out with a little bit of a bang? And maybe you're somebody who's listened to every single one of these episodes and have heard all of these particular best ofs, but maybe you are, maybe you've only listened to a couple episodes or you listen here and there. And this is really just some of the best stuff that, that Robert and I think, kind of define what the Two Bobs is and kind of the hilarity behind what we think is our podcast. We think it's funny anyway. And so you should too, but, you know,
some favorite stories. There were, you know, you picked a couple that you liked and I picked a couple that I thought were just, they were just funny and ones that I enjoyed. So. They're on here. Hopefully you feel the same.
Yeah, it's like a fucking Reader's Digest version of our podcast here over the last like kind of year or so. But you know, even though we are doing a best of, and it's not like our typical episode, we still have to drink beer though.
We do, and it's a weekday, so why the hell not?
Hey, bartender!
I only have three more days to work for 2019 at this point. So shit.
Actually, yeah, I've got a weird kind of schedule coming up, but I'll manage. I still got time off, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, Friday's my last day until the 2nd, so that'll be kind of nice. But what I have, this is from Kickstand Brewing Company. They're based out of Commerce, Michigan, and Commerce is a suburb of Detroit, not too far from where I live. It's a microbrewery, so it's not a beer that distributes widely. But it's the Birch Bark Porter, and I've never had anything from Kickstand Brewing Company, and we've certainly never had it on the show. It's 6.1% alcohol by volume. What's weird is this says 27 IBUs on the can, but when I go to the website, it says 19 IBUs. So I'm not sure where the difference is here, but nonetheless, it says it's brewed with 7 different specialty malts. This porter is rich with notes of fresh roasted coffee and decadent chocolates. So it doesn't say much. It's a porter, and one thing I will say, well, let me taste it again and then I'll give you my assessment.
your honest feedback.
I'm always honest, Robert.
I know.
So you think. Sometimes. I'm always honest sometimes when I feel like it. It's actually a really good porter. There's definitely some notes of coffee and chocolate, so it's true to what the description says on the can. I would say, I mean, it's lit a little bit of hops, so I might be inclined to think that the 27 that's listed on the can is more correct than what's on the website. So maybe it's possible with later batches they dialed the hops back a little bit. Yeah. But anyway, it's a really good beer. I rated it a 4. It's one of those that if I see it again, I might pick some more up just because it has, the really good flavor to it. It's a porter, but you can really taste the coffee and the chocolate. You can smell it and, you know, nice solid. And I thought since it is Christmas, and now this has nothing to do with Christmas, but I figure birch bark, it's, you know, birch is a wood that people often, burn in their fireplaces, and there's a, it's not an, it's kind of like a, it is kind of an elf. It's more like the,
looks like it.
It's more like the lumberjacky elves. Yeah,
it's like a leprechaun.
Yeah, like a, it's not a leprechaun. Leprechauns are Irish.
Same thing.
And they don't wear flannel. Anyway.
How do you know? Have you ever seen one?
I have.
Maybe in the fall they do to stay warm.
When I was in Ireland, picking up my shillelagh. I saw a leprechaun. Anyway, so it's good beer. Try it out. If you happen to be able to get it, I mean.
Yeah, then do
ahead.
So.
Go ahead and try it. Yeah, it's good. What do you got?
Well, I've got a beer that is from the Northern Virginia area. They're based out of Richmond, and it's the Hardywood Bourbon Barrel GBS, which is their gingerbread stout.
Oh.
It's a spiced stout aged in bourbon barrels, 11.5% alcohol by volume. 55 IBUs, and it's one of these 750 milliliter bottles, so it's pretty good size. And I've never had it. I have had their gingerbread stout, but I haven't had the bourbon barrel, and spending a lot of time trying to get some of those flavors. I just thought it was kind of cool because I've just been a lazy fuck and haven't gotten to get the CBS, so this is kind of a poor man's CBS at only $10 for this bottle. But the Hardywood Gingerbread Stout, described by Beer Advocate as friggin' Christmas in a bottle, is an imperial milk stout brewed with vanilla beans, cinnamon, fresh Castlemont Farm baby ginger, and Bearer Farms wildflower honey. Gingerbread Stout is then matured in Virginia bourbon barrels, where it adapts an incredibly mellow character with oak, caramel, and bourbon undertones, and emerges 12 weeks later as Bourbon GBS, Gingerbread Stout. A festive blend of spice character laces this rich, chocolatey stout, which warms the palate and the soul. And it won a gold by Rate Beer Best of 2017 and a bronze by Rate Beer Best of 2015. So it actually got better, or the rest of the beers just got shitty.
It's all relative, right?
Who knows what they were up against. But it's nice and dark, and it really sticks to the glass as you tilt it, and then it leaves a nice coating there. I've taken a sip of it, and I liked what I tasted so far, so I'm going to give it a little bit more of an intentional taste and see what kind of flavors I can pull out of there.
Looks delicious. Mine's nice and dark, too. It does not much of a...
Doesn't stick, though.
No, it's not much of a stick. I don't know if that's what the beer people call it. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it. You hear about, like, the... You know, we love beer, but in no way are we beer connoisseurs, though, because you see some of these, like, talking about original gravity and stuff. I have no idea what the fuck that means. All I know is I really like beers, and I like to talk about the ones that I drink, but I have no idea what any of that is. But this is a little bit thinner of a pour. I don't know.
Is it dark? Is it light? Is it you know, bitter or hoppy or... Yeah. Does it stick? That's all we pretty much
know. Does it have cocoa nibs?
Right. And does it taste good? Yeah. And this does. I smell the sweetness when I put it up there. It doesn't taste like a dessert beer. I do get the caramel. I don't get a whole lot of gingerbread in there, but I do get pretty much a mix of everything else. So I like it. I would definitely buy it again and again, probably $11 for this big bottle. And I rated it in Untappd. I rated it a 4. And I didn't say where I got it because it's kind of weird, but I actually got it at Target.
Really?
They have an end cap when you come in that has all the stuff that fat people like me like to eat, which is Oreos and cookies. And
that's all good stuff.
The oatmeal cookies that have the white coating on them, on the frosting on the top. And then they have on this end cap at the one near me, they have Hardywood beers typically, and sometimes they'll have other ones, and I think that's where I got the regular gingerbread stout before. Yes. But they just have them on there, and they have a lot of the same ones that I've had in the past. And I think last year they have a rum barrel pumpkin, and I had that again the other night. It wasn't all that great, but I'm very pleased with this one. So I rated that one, I think, 3 3/4, but I think when I drank that one I pushed it back down to 3 1/4, but this one I'm going to leave it a 4, and I'll happily go and see if there are any more of these, because it's a hell of a lot closer than the Total Wine where the CBS is, but I'm not going to miss out on that this year.
Yes, I mean, it's the last year. As you were talking, I was waving two different packages of CBS that I had that I've purchased, and I've drank out of the 8 bottles. I've had 3 of them so far. It's so hard not to drink them.
They're really, really that good.
But I do still have the 2 big bottles back behind me here. And a new addition to the podcast room, I have a CBS sign as well.
A plaque.
A plaque. It's a wood plaque.
Placard.
You know, paying homage to my favorite beer that is unfortunately going away after the season. So I'm gonna hold on and savor every drop of CBS that I have, and try to make it last a little while. But we'll see.
Now, will you save one, not the big bottle because those are expensive, but will you save an unopened bottle just for shits and giggles, knowing it'll never come? Although I bet you they will bring it back at some point. They're liars. There'll be so much outrage and, like, not next year, but probably the year after. I bet you it comes back.
I hope so.
We're still sitting here so I can prove that I was correct.
I mean, I'll be here. I don't know where you're going to be, but well, so and I agree. I hope they do bring it back, and I probably will hold on to a bottle just because I don't want to open one up and drink it, like knowing I will never drink the beer again. I have this really unhealthy attachment to this beer, and so yes. Like if I open the last one, I'm admitting this is the last time I'm going to drink CBS, which will be kind of sad. And so I'll probably hold on to one of the bottles at least just so I can say, like, I have a KBS too, and there's one more left. And they still make KBS too. That's the fucking weird part about it is I have a KBS that I don't want to drink because it's my last KBS.
It's a set now. It's the KBS and the CBS. It's like this bottle back here, the Coke bottle. It says Robert in there. And I've had people give me, like, they would get it. They would see that it had my name on it. They would drink it and then hand me the empty plastic bottle. And to me, that's just trash.
Yeah,
it's recycled. It goes away.
You need to fire them. I appreciate it.
But
can you fire people? You should fire them.
You should. But I would appreciate it more if it was full. So the one that I have here actually is full, and I don't know who gave it to me, but I appreciate it even more because it actually still has the liquid in there.
Yeah, and
it's
not an empty
piece of it's not an empty piece of recycling tipping over every time somebody walks by it.
Yeah, true story. Well, Robert, it's time for Not So Secret Santa.
It's time. I wish I had I should have prepared. There we go.
As we've done the last couple of years, we've purchased gifts for each other, and I still and just to prove I still have my Amazon box still sealed up. I have not opened it.
Well, I haven't either, and I got yours, and it was the exact same box that I sent mine in.
Oh,
and I said that son of a bitch took everything out of there and used my box and sent me.
No, I didn't.
Sent me this back.
No, trust me, I have plenty of those boxes.
Okay.
They didn't make that one just for you, Robert. So who's going first?
I don't remember what we did last year, and that's fine. So I think last year I forced you to go because I just always like to be the polite guy. So
no, that's fine. I'll go. I'm not polite.
Okay. Hey, so Alexa, do we have to do heads or tails, or do we just want to go?
Yeah. Can we ask Samuel L. Jackson to flip a coin though? So and can I call it? I'll call it heads.
Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson to flip a coin.
Okay, it's up and it's tails. Booyah. Oh,
you go first.
Okay. I didn't remember what you picked.
I picked heads.
I was just wondering if it was going to work right.
I always pick heads. I'm glad that Samuel L. Jackson's finally decided to come to Alexa, though. You can also just ask for Sam, too. The kids have been doing that. I had to turn off the explicit language, though, for him.
Well, I was nervous when I got down here that for some reason it wouldn't work, and I asked it for the time, and it said in Jackson, Wyoming, the time is like, no, that's not what I asked.
You always got to know what time it is in Wyoming.
You know what time it is. I just cut it. I cut it open with my butter cutter. And there's a green bow in here. Oh, that's right, because these are all I wrapped yours too. These are all wrapped. I forgot. I was being gentle to make sure I didn't see anything by accident. All right,
and Harrison did help me wrap those. So
I saw Kelly sent me the photo of him wrapping. Now, does it matter which I go with first? I think this one might be promise ring or something.
It does. There's gigantic bows on both. He got our two of our largest bows to put on the little presents.
Okay. Well, I appreciate. You know what? He does a better job at wrapping than I do, and certainly a better job than I heard Kelly does.
Oh yeah, Kelly's terrible.
Shouldn't even use tape. Just
you guys have all your wrapping done?
No.
I have all the boys. I have all of our wrapping done.
Yeah.
Except, like I said, listen, I'll take care of the kids, which is the vast majority of the stuff.
Right.
So I took care of them. Kelly, I'm like, listen, you just have to deal with the like our parents and my brother and and a couple other people, and so she's. He's working on that. A lot of gift bags.
Now, do you guys give each other presents, or we pretty much just do stockings?
That's what we do, just stockings. Okay. I'd rather, and we've talked about it, and every year it's like a discussion. There's been times when we've set like $100 limits, but at the end of the day, we'd much rather just get the kids stuff and let them enjoy it, and so we don't get each other anything usually.
Yeah. Well, you're adults, so you're pretty much if you want something, you
exactly.
It,
so. If I want something, I'll just bug the shit out of her until she lets me get it. Like, so it's fine.
As long as it's not a streaming service you have to pay for monthly, you can have it.
Yeah.
All right. So I got the box open, and I'm not reading the side. It says something about UPS, and I'm not reading that because it might.
Yeah,
you might say we got something from Alan the other day, and it had a big old picture on the side. Okay, great. Well, at least she knows what that is. I'm pulling this out. That's good. It's a coffee mug, and I'm a big coffee drinker, and it has a picture of one of Donald J. Trump's tweets on the side, and it's probably one of his most famous ones. And it actually will explain exactly what goes in here. It says, despite the constant negative press, Covfefe. So I will use that tomorrow.
So what's funny is there is a website called, it's on the box, Mug Tweets or something like that. It's what it's called. And it's a website dedicated to putting Donald Trump tweets on mugs. And so... I'm like, as soon as I saw it, it was like one of those, like I was scrolling through Instagram or something like that. And I saw that and I'm like, oh, there's got to be like, I'm like, this is it. I have to get this for Robert. And so that was the one gift I was waiting on. And while I was like, God, I hope it comes in time. I was going through all the tweets and I found that one. And I'm like, oh, that's the tweet. That's the one I have to send Robert.
That's the one that started it all.
It is. It is.
And I sent you, I think probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, I sent you a picture of a car that had Covfefe on the license plate.
You sure did.
I did. You're like, oh, did you take that? And I don't know what you were trying to say, but all right.
I wanted to know if you took the picture of the car.
This is the Volkswagen, of course. Boy, Harrison did a bang up job with these.
Yeah, let's just say he helped.
If he
put the tape here, buddy, and he put the tape there.
If there's tape involved, he can do it.
He wastes so much tape.
I'm gonna get the sound effects in here.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, because otherwise it's just me randomly opening shit.
Well, that's true. That is true.
This is all. This, you know, not everybody can see us here.
No.
Bob Ross bobblehead with sound.
It's a Bob Ross bobblehead, and there's a little booklet. There's a little booklet that has some of his paintings on it.
That's cool. Let's see. Let's get them. There better be batteries in it.
I ran.
You know, last year I was terrified with the pull my finger POTUS. You took it out and it's like, fuck, I didn't even think to see if there were batteries.
Don't worry. Worst case, I have 8 million batteries here and I would just have to put them in there and you just cut off the, you know, just cut the show down a little bit.
Oh, here.
It's got a tab.
Pull the tab. Yeah, you got to pull it. Oh, so you got one for yourself.
Those make some nice little clouds that just float around and have fun all day.
Yay. He's going to go right here on my desk. That's
who doesn't need a Bob Ross bobblehead?
That's fun. A guy at work went as Bob Ross at Halloween. I'll send you his picture. He looked like it. He had the big old curly wig and walked around with the thing painting shit.
Man, so many things you can use.
I watched a lot of PBS as a kid, so I've
a lot seen, of Bob Ross there.
I've seen
of,
tons
a lot of nature scenes. A lot of nature scenes.
Tons of Bob Ross. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. He's gonna sit here, and I gotta figure out how to amplify him. So make sure you.
So the mug was the real gift, but I ran and I came across the Bob Ross. 2-inch brush. I don't know what he sounds like live, but through the microphone, he sounds like a pedophile. So, I got a 2-inch brush.
He's not a blowhard like the pull my finger POTUS that wants to make sure that everybody can hear the wisdom.
I'm going to paint the fuck out of these trees. All right, let's see here. See what I got? I'm cutting it open now. The box. To be specific, I'm cutting the box open.
If I wasn't afraid this mug came from China, I'd pour my beer in there to get all the lead out.
I mean, the alcohol should clear all that out, so, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned. All right, what do we got here? I like...
You can start wherever. It's just...
Oh, man, look at this. There's a lot of stuff in here. I like just, the
random shit. We just kind of.
I like the peanuts. What wrapping paper did I use?
It was Star Wars. Had BB-8 on it.
Yeah, that's right. I went with Star Wars. All right, I'm gonna. So the order doesn't matter.
Does not.
Okay, perfect. So this is the first one.
Okay, the soft ones.
It's soft. Yes.
There's two of those very similar in there.
Oh, perfect. I like soft things. I don't know. I accidentally opened Apple Music. Let me close that up. Oh no.
It hurts. He's got to update your library.
Sign into iTunes Store. How about I just don't do this right now? Right?
My phone does that every now and then. I don't know the password, and it won't let me. It won't let me pull in the password from 1Password. So I always have to close it, go back, and then get it to prompt me again. It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, what do we have here? Oh, you guys know I love socks, and I pride the crazy socks that I do wear. And would you look at this though? This is just beautiful. So these socks here said I need a cold one, and it's a snowman drinking a beer.
That's we got the biggest ones that we had.
Thank you.
So hopefully they. No, I think they were like 10 to 13. So they might just fit. They'll work with flip flops.
Yeah, no, these will be fine. They stretch. They're stretchy material. All right, let's see what else we got here.
I have a pair of beer socks that I wear every now and then, and Melissa doesn't like me wearing them.
So. Well, I have the ones that have the beer mugs, and then on the bottom, on the one foot, it says, if you can see this, and the other one says, bring me a beer.
Yeah.
Now, this one here, this is
very
small.
Very similar? No, okay.
Yeah, this one is not as soft. It's harder. It's
hard, yeah. I know what that is. Yeah.
Oh well, perfect.
It's like when you're kids, you're like, oh, go to that one. Oh, I know what that is. Kind of remembering little things as they open them.
This is amazing. This is a Cap Gun bottle opener. No shit. Yep. So it opens the bottle that I can shoot it.
You can. Well, you can't shoot the bottle.
No, not the bottle, but I can shoot the cap. I wonder how it works. Let's hold on.
Not very well if it works. It's well, I got two. I can't have him. So I got mine, and mine got a little stuck. But you can try it. I'll help you walk your way through it. It's kind of a cool thing, and that's ironically that's one of those things I too saw on Instagram.
Oh wait, hold on.
I
got to pull this back first.
You got to pull the tab back. And then when you open,
it went across the room.
There you go.
Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah. Now, next time you leave Finnegan outside in the winter, you can shoot that to shatter the glass and let him back in without having to get up out of the bed.
Oh, this is perfect. I can have fun with it. And I mean, it shot it all straight across the room. That was good.
Yeah. Mine works okay, but the little thing that you pull back sometimes gets stuck. So you got to.
Oh. I don't know. Yeah, yours is defective.
I put a little bit of butter in it. Now it'll shoot.
I got the good one.
Well, I would appreciate that. If mine worked and yours was broken, I'd feel like a jackass.
All right. Well,
I don't use it anymore because it'll probably break.
Another soft one. Soft package. This is beautiful.
That's the best one.
this is amazing. Is that really Finnegan?
That's really Finnegan.
No shit.
Yeah, I'll send you the picture that I got it.
This is amazing. These are socks that have Finnegan's head on them. That's awesome.
Sent you the picture it came from. It even has this little tag on. You can't read it.
Yeah, I see it. It's awesome. Thank you. I'm going to wear these tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right. Last gift here.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's a little bit larger. This is the largest. I saved the largest package for last.
Yeah.
Very exciting. It's in a sealed box.
I think.
Kind of sealed.
I think it's... maybe I taped it.
Yeah, it's just a little...
It doesn't say Covfefe on it, though.
It doesn't. But it is a coffee mug that says Stark Targaryen make Westeros great again 2020. That's awesome. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
hilarious, but very useful gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
I can't wait to wear these socks tomorrow. I'm going to wear these socks and drink my coffee out of my Stark Targaryen mug.
Well, the Finnegan socks were the first thing we had. And then I think I got the little shooter. And then Melissa is just like random places. And she comes home with stuff. I was like, yeah, we'll toss it in the box.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I saw these. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, thank you very much. Much appreciated. We love the hilarious gifts.
Yeah. You know? It's always fun. And that's the cool thing about it is when you use it or you see it, you go, that came from Rob or that came from Robert. And it's kind of a fun little extra thing. So Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, you too, Robert. Enjoy your Bob Ross bobblehead and your mug.
All right. Well, I guess the crazy news here, like we talked about earlier, we're going to pull out some of our favorite episodes, or not favorite episodes, our favorite crazy news, tell you a little bit about them, and then let you listen to them.
Perfect. Are we going to play the drop? I figured. I wasn't sure.
I thought I was going to push the wrong one. That's the problem. Oh.
I'm glad you figured it out, though. That was close. I got a poor connection. Poor connection. That's some shit. Stupid machine.
Skype for you.
Yeah, well, seriously. All right. So you want to go first? You want me to go first here?
Well, no, you go ahead.
All right. So this first story comes from episode 116, Sex Mannequin, where so if you remember this one, Robert, a man was arrested for breaking into a store to save the mannequins that he believed were being sex trafficked.
And there's not a whole lot you can really say about that one except to just let you listen to it.
This next story takes us to Missouri. Robert, have you ever been to Missouri?
No, I haven't, but I like to go because I like to go to St. Louis and see the arch.
Oh, can you go?
Have you ever been inside the arch?
No, can you go in the arch? I've only been to the airport. I haven't actually.
Yeah, the Washington Monument, you can ride the elevator up or take a lot of stairs.
Yeah. Alexa, I don't know if you can do that. Go inside of the St. Louis Arch.
I don't fucking know that.
No, where's Samuel L. Jackson?
Motherfucking snakes on a plane.
why isn't Sammy J in our Alexa? So this takes us to Eldon, Missouri. Fuck, I'm wasted. Where a man was arrested after breaking into a store to save mannequins from sex trafficking, Robert.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Lake Ozark, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Mont Hardcastle is used to saying interesting things in his line of work. He's the manager of Marty Bird's Bar and Grill at the Lake of the Ozarks. I wonder if he's ever met Jason Bateman. Saturday night, Hardcastle saw something new across the street. It was suspicious to me in the way that he was acting, running around in front of the boutique, yelling and screaming and banging on the windows. The boutique.
Was it Constable Mulcheron?
Hard to say. Mulcheron. The boutique, any more phlegm, Mulcheron, I think that's how they say it. The boutique, My Dream Angels, is an adult store. It has several displays in its windows, including mannequins wearing different styles of lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
He said that the mannequins were telling him that they needed to be let out or something. Hardcastle.
She's a hard body.
Called the man identified now as James Isaac Short, then tried to break into the shop. Hardcastle says he watched him try the door several times. Then Short jumped onto the bench, and kicked the glass window until it shattered.
Oh, no.
Got to get those sex-slaved mannequins out of the store, you know? I told my bartender to call the police, let them know I'm going to be over there holding this guy for them, and it wasn't a fight. Hardcastle said it turned into a little bit of a fight, but it wasn't me right now, but it wasn't that way. Hardcastle says Short was halfway into the store when he pulled him out. He dragged him out of the store. Like, I feel like
kicking and screaming.
If you're at a bar and somebody's breaking into a store full of sex mannequins, you just let it happen. Maybe call the police. Call the police, but don't get involved, right? Like, you don't run over there.
Take video so we can see it.
No, it's fucking hilarious. You know, put that shit on Instagram. I had him down on the ground, and all he was doing was trying to mule kick me in the back. While I was on top of him. I hate being on top of somebody and getting mule kicked.
Especially a guy that's been attacked by sex mannequins.
Yeah, that sucks. Two women, not mannequins, but real women, I'm assuming, came over and sat on Short's legs until the police arrived. According to court documents, Short caused well over $1,000 in damage.
He's handsome, too.
I didn't see the video. Or I didn't see a picture of him. Oh, well, that's all right. Destroying a window, lighting, a security camera. The owner of the shop told KY3KKS. Oh boy, that's rough. He's got more to worry about than mannequins. KSPR.
There's a reason he's going after the sex mannequins.
The owner of the shop told KY3K/KSPR's. Andrew Havrenek. Havrenek. She didn't want to talk about it. Hardcastle says with his background in security, he had to do something. He was a security guard at the mall several years earlier.
Paul Blart.
So he rode a Segway over to the sex shop and burst into the window and held the guy down with two women. He was being overpowered by the hippie looking guy and needed some help from some women to hold his legs down for the police to get there. Hardcastle says, it's somebody's business. Hardcastle said, I'm not the type of person to stand idly by and watch something happen. He shouted it.
He screeched.
At KY3/KSPRs. Short is in the Miller County Jail facing property damage and burglary charges. I like to add an additional syllable to burglary. Burglary. Oh,
burgled.
He burgled him.
Yeah.
He burgled him and trying to save the... But he was trying to save the mannequins because they were being sex trafficked.
Yeah. Why does it look like it's metal?
Did you ever fuck a mannequin?
Would it have a pile of leaves?
No, because those are wet. We talked about that.
You answered your own question there, Rob.
Fucking an Olaf is so much better than fucking a pile of leaves. Can we put like a Twitter poll?
The Olaf, he's essentially a mannequin.
Yeah,
it's just softer.
It's soft though. A pile of leaves is scratchy. Yeah. I mean, you could get paper cuts on your dick by fucking a pile of leaves. That's why we need a Twitter poll. Which would you rather fuck? A stuffed Olaf or a pile of leaves?
Okay. Yeah,
be honest.
We can make that happen.
Hardcastle says with his background in security.
Will there be pictures?
I already read that part. It's somebody's business. I'm not the type of person to stand. No, I read that part too. Short is in the Miller County Jail. No,
the end.
Damn it. Get the latest updates from KY3 delivered to your browser. You can go and subscribe to push notifications so you can get this. You can get push notifications of this stupid shit right to your browser. That's very exciting.
The next one comes from TTB115 Dorsal Slit. And I remember this one specifically just because I thought the name was kind of funny. And then I remember that the feedback that we got from it was that it was kind of gross. And it actually is. A Panama man's rotting scrotum swelled so badly it was hanging below his knees. There's just no possible way to make that sound any less atrocious.
And I should say, of course, this was one of the times when I feel like you maybe had manipulated the order that we were reading the story so that way I had to read this one.
No way in hell I was going to read it.
Why did I get this? You did this on purpose, didn't you?
Did I?
No, you do. You always give me this the fucking news stories about penises and testicles and all right, here we go. Next.
Come here, Fen.
He's a good boy. Fuck, I'm wasted.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Oh shit. I had a feeling this was gonna happen. So
we were cracking up. Tell us about this one.
It's from The Sun in the UK. And this is titled, Oh Balls.
Shit there.
Oh Balls. Man left unable to walk after a scrotum swelled so big it hung below his knees and began rotting. Oh God, rotting genitalia. A man was left unable to walk after a scrotum swelled so big it hung below his knees and began rotting, as I had just pointed out a minute ago. The 43-year-old who hadn't been to see a doctor in around 30 years. Who was 30 years? Yeah, went to A&E in Panama suffering with a fever. I love the fucking like x-ray here. Shows this guy's testicle is just literally below his knees. Docs carried out an examination where they discovered the massive swelling hanging below beyond his knees. He relied on a walker to walk, and his mom attended to most of his daily needs, according to medics detailing the case and urology case reports. The skin was thickened, and there were two open wounds with foul. I remember that Stan's dad in South Park when he... What am I saying? Two open wounds with foul smelling pussy liquid at the bottom of his left scrotum. Medic said a CT scan of his abdomen. I'm just trying to remove myself emotionally from the story and just read the words and try not to think about what they actually mean. And pelvis revealed that he had a massive inguinal hernia. Hernia.
It's a picture.
Containing part of his bowel. Fluid had collected in the bottom left half of his scrotum, and he had suffered severe swelling in one of his kidneys due to a buildup of urine. Doctors were also worried about the fact that the flesh was starting to rot. Yep. And he was rushed for emergency surgery, as he should have been. In the operating theater, they removed the infected skin and tissue, but found that he had a further open wound under the skin that was rotting. Fuck you. They attempted to place a catheter, but it proved to be difficult due to a buried penis. they were eventually successful. After carrying out a dorsal slit procedure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Boy, they slit his dorsal.
That's what I was going to suggest.
A dorsal slit. Yeah, that's what medical professional would recommend in this particular case. The next day, the patient was...
DTB-115.
Dorsal slit.
Dorsal.
Son of a bitch. The patient was brought back into a theater so docs could remove more of the dead flesh. Over the next 5 days, he remained in hospital on antibiotics. Probably a good idea. We had an IV line. Medics said in the report, his wound appeared to be improving, but dressing changes and wound vacuum were too painful. I made the decision to carry out.
That's something you use in everyday conversation.
To carry out. No, you don't. You don't. I mean, when did you have a wound vacuum? I don't remember ever having one. So they made the decision, Robert, to carry out major surgery to remove his scrotum. They said, you know what? It was just got to go. And repair his hernia, the hydrocele, the medical term for the type of swelling in the scrotum, measured up to, I'm just going to say this in U.S. terms, 7 pounds, and was 12 inches by 10 inches by 5 inches. So it was a foot by 10 inches by 5 inches in size. On his 8th day in the hospital, the man was taken back to the operating room for plastic surgery.
Oh, good.
There's another couple paragraphs here. He had split thickness graft. He had a split thickness graft for his penis and primary closure of the perineum. 2 days later, he was discharged. Oh, a lot of discharge.
Don't say discharge.
To a rehabilitation facility, and was seen 4 weeks later, where docs found he was healing well. There's a space there in healing. So I read it just like it said. In concluding the case, the medics said with this treatment plan, initial debridement, followed by a staged repair on day 3 and day 8, the patient was spared prolonged wound care, painful dressing changes without sacrificing cosmetic and functional outcomes. So he doesn't have a nutsack anymore, but, you know, at least he's not going to die of a rotting testicles. Great. So what's the next story, Robert? All right, this next one comes from TTB114. He's a good boy. And out of 118, this is technically, exactly.
He's a good boy.
118 episodes. This is probably the most inebriated I've been. And what made this funny is the fact that I just struggled so, like, the news story itself wasn't too hilarious, but just the fact that I struggled through it so much, I really think just made the episode. And this is a story about a man with his own name tattooed on his neck, and he was arrested for giving the cops a fake name.
The first one you sent me, but I'm looking over here at the weather forecast.
I gotta pee, Robert. I gotta pee.
Uh-oh. Time out.
I'll be right back. Thank you for being a friend. I'll be right back. Come here, Finnegan. Oh, good. Look at this puppy. Oh, he's a good boy. Yeah. You gonna hang out in here?
What? I don't know what's going on. No, don't.
Finnegan has
decided to join our podcast.
What are you doing?
You say hi to Robert. You crazy dog.
What? Finnegan's going to hang out with us for a little bit. Oh, he doesn't like the headphones. It's okay. You're all right. You're okay.
What?
Fantastic. I was so confused. Apparently, Kelly was in the basement in the other room, and I went upstairs to take a piss and looked down the stairs because I can see down into the basement. Finnegan was just staring up at me from the from the basement. I'm like, dude, what were you doing hanging out in the basement?
Right, Finnegan? That's right. You're a good boy, aren't you?
He is a good boy. All right.
I was watching the weather girl here on the sidebar.
Kelly made a comment about me making a comment about the weather girl. I texted her something like, I love you or something like that the other day. And it was just as I was, she was listening to the podcast, the last episode, and it was just as we were talking about the weather girl or the girl, the news, the Fox News girl or whatever. Yeah. It was displayed on the website at the time, and she mentioned that it was kind of funny timing. And I'm like, listen, you and Melissa, like, you guys wouldn't be drooling over the fucking guy from Outlander or something like that if you had a podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did we play the drop?
I did.
Oh, great.
That's weird.
Look at this tattooed wonder. Right. By the way, I've switched over because I ran out of Screaming Pumpkins.
Yeah.
So I switched over to an Amber Ale aged. It's a Looping Owl from Right Brain. Which we had, I had
Lupulin.
I had last on episode 102, Mildly Fishy. It's an Amber Ale aged whiskey barrels. So that'll be a nice one to finish off the evening.
Yeah.
You know, that'll get me through the rest of the episode. So who's going first here with this guy here? This was a story that I had tracked down.
All right. Well, since I'm odd, I'll take the odd numbers and I'll go with the first story here.
Fantastic.
And based on the story here with the weather girl, I think this is in Minnesota, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's Illinois, according to the upcoming events.
You're probably wrong. Well, it says Mattoon, ILL. That's Illinois.
That's right? Illinois. Eh.
Who the fuck puts three letters in a state abbreviation, though?
I don't know.
These assholes do.
Yeah.
At Wand. Wand TV. Wand 17.
Yep. Well, this story takes us to Illinois, which I've just realized. It says that a man with his own name tattooed on his neck.
By the way, this story is from October of 2019, so this is recent.
Well, this is real shit.
Finnegan is not like Mr. Cocky Nuts. Let's see if he likes Pull My Finger POTUS. Let's see if he's in the Donald Trump.
Really, really. So
he doesn't.
He probably doesn't like him moving. That's the problem.
He's fine with that, but cocky enough. Oh, he doesn't.
You're gonna come home and that bird is gonna be shredded. He's gonna kill him when you guys are asleep.
Yeah, he's gonna fucking murder Mr. Cocky Nuts.
That's right. You're gonna marry.
If you're just tuning in. Finnegan's decided to join us tonight because he's a good boy and he wanted to hang out. He wanted to hang out in Daddy's podcast room tonight.
So he's going to swallow the little thing that makes Mr. Cocky Nuts make that sound.
So he's over here with us.
And Finnegan's going to make that sound.
Just like that one kid.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, anyway, back to the story, Rob.
He was chewing on my shillelagh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but a man was arrested after he gave officers a fake name. He has a tattoo of his name across his neck.
Can't chew on the shillelagh.
Matthew, what the fuck is that? Matthew Bushman, 36, of Mansfield, is charged with obstructing justice. Irish
instrument to herd sheep.
He was arrested Friday night, police said. Officers were investigating a forgery. They said, involved Bushman. Police said Bushman, who has Maddie B tattooed across his neck, tried to give them a fake name and date of birth to avoid arrest. He had an active Peoria County warrant. Bushman was taken to the Coles County Jail. And I guess it says Maddie B. It looked like it said Mary B on it.
No, I can see Sue. Who puts their own fucking name on their neck? That's what I want to know.
It's got the little teardrop, but it's like a comma. It's probably an apostrophe. It's supposed to be a tear, but
he looks like a guy who uses punctuation.
And not correctly, I'm assuming.
No, not even close. Not even close. No. We have some really quick stories this week. Number two.
Yeah. It's okay, Finnegan. You're doing a good job. You're a good boy.
It's my little guard dog over here. He will jump on you and lick your face if you try to break into my house and harm me.
Well, don't make him bark. You'll wake the kids up.
Yeah, we're in the basement.
He's gonna be mad at you.
We're in the basement. He's not gonna. They're not gonna wake up.
Now this one comes from TTB112, Mistress Bob K. And actually, I think the name of that episode came from this article. But it says, "Who said old people can't be kinky? This crazy geriatric will stop the shit out of you for even thinking." Oh. "Who said old people can't be kinky? This crazy geriatric will slap the shit out of you for even thinking it." And it was an old lady that made people that came to her for their fetishes do a lot of weird shit. And I guess sometimes that's what a fetish is, weird shit, right?
It is. So it's the definition of a fetish. It just happens to be somebody who's kind of old. Where are we going first, Robert?
Swindon. Alexa, where is Swindon?
Swindon is a town in the southwestern part of England. It is located 71.5 miles west of London, England.
Oh.
See, that's, they do this shit there.
Well, this comes from our friends at barcroft.tv. And it used to be, never mind. It's a dumb website. It's been gone forever. But the story tells us about a 68-year-old grandma who loves being a dominatrix.
That's hot.
Yeah, a leather-loving granny is helping bored housewives find the missing spark in their lives by helping them bring out their inner dominatrix. And there is a video on here. After publicly sharing how she became a professional dome, Sherry Lever, 68, from Swindon, was inundated with over 100 requests from women keen to learn the ropes. Following three divorces, so she obviously learned this a little bit too late, Sherry revealed how she reinvented herself as a phone sex worker, then as a mistress that charges up to £120 an hour for a session. Alexa, how many dollars is £120?
It's about a dollar. That's about
£120 is $147.92.
Oh, 92 cents.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm going to pay her with exact change in U.S. dollars.
You should take Apple Pay. The mother of three, who goes by her alter ego, Mistress Sophia, maintains her children are completely understanding of her unconventional career path.
Arguable.
Yep. Sherry told Barcroft TV, "After giving it some thought, I appeared on television where I told my story. Afterwards, it was a revelation. I got lots of emails from women. It was women who were in a similar situation to me. Older women who had been left and were in the depths of despair as I was. I think I had easily 100 emails from women. I answered them all. They were all in Russian. It really touched me and actually made me feel I was helping someone who had been in my situation. There's quite a few now who are working the phones that didn't before, and I have quite a few that come to me to be trained. I don't charge, but they have to have a dominant streak." One of the women who reached out to Sherry was a 50-year-old office worker who now goes by her alter ego, Mistress Chloe. I think I'll be Mistress Robert. After sitting in on some of Sherry's sessions, she is now considering giving up her office to
Mistress
her
Bob. Office. Okay.
Her office job to become a full-time dominatrix. Ding, ding, show title. I'll write that shit down because I'll forget this by tomorrow.
Excuse me, that was ISIS, not me.
Exactly. Of course. So anyhow, she talks about she's training. You know, she had a 9-to-5 and she's done with all that. But
yeah.
So, yeah. Misconception that what she does is sex work, and insists she does not have sex with any of her clients. So she just basically whips them, I guess, and then leaves.
Oh.
Yeah. Her daughter, Amy, 30.
It's probably dried up anyway.
Yeah. Says she's not embarrassed about it. And hasn't shied away from telling friends what her mom does for a living. So I guess there's worse things that she could be doing. As long as she's safe out there. And I don't know what they got going on over there.
She could be mulling drugs.
Yeah. She's never been happier, she says.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good. If you want to watch the video, the link will be in the show notes. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Good for her.
It's on the YouTube.
Listen, whatever, you know, when you get that old and you can still perform in those types of ways, you know, and that's what gets you off. You know, you can't give her a hard time about it. Just let her do what she wants, right? Uh-huh.
She drinks coffee like regular people.
Well, that's good. And she dominates people like regular people.
Her glasses are filthy, though.
Let me see. That's the worst part of this entire story, really.
Yeah, her glasses. It's right around 321. She puts them on, and you can see them kind of the reflection from the window, and they're covered with like probably butt cheek prints.
Oh man, I don't understand. Like, I clean my glasses several times a day.
Yeah,
like, if I get one little smudge, that's just gotta. It's got to go.
I get the wipes. Oh my goodness. Go to.
Yeah, I have the little individually wrapped little wipes that I get, the little towelettes that I get from Lens Crafters are great. Yep.
Go about 6 minutes in.
All right, hold on. I closed the fucking story. Now I got to go back in.
Can't do that. Let's see what
we got. I can do it. It's my computer. My trackpad started magically working again today. It hasn't worked the last two episodes, but today. No problem.
6 minutes.
No problem. All right, let me see here. 6 minutes. Contains adult themes. Well, no shit. Just slapping old men asses. Probably some young guys, too. They're into that shit. Fucked up. All right, here we go. Well, what the? Oh, shit. Look at that.
You wish you had dirty glasses.
Just like drinking coffee, just... She's hanging out.
She's making a guy in a tutu and a pig mask clean her house.
I'm going to have to call you little piggy instead of sissy. He's wearing high heels.
Yep. It's not, I guess it's not really a tutu. It's more of a like a maid's outfit, but it's pink.
Yeah.
And a pig mask. Oh man, that's pretty good. That's some crazy shit.
That is some crazy shit. I can't even watch any more of that.
In TTB 101, Horse Effer James, we learned about a guy who got busted for soliciting a horse for sex. And not too far from me either.
Yeah. Those who are opposed say nay. So the first story takes us to Maryland, where a man was arrested after trying to arrange a sexual encounter with a horse. Oh, boy.
He's actually from Maryland, but he drove to Virginia to do this, Rob. Not too far for me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad you came out unscathed.
My horses were fine.
This is according to Loudoun County Animal Services.
Loudoun.
I guess that works. Loudoun County.
It has a very strange spelling, so Loudoun's probably not that far from what a lot of people say.
Exactly. So a Maryland man was arrested Thursday, May 2nd, after trying to arrange a sexual encounter with a horse, according to Loudoun County Animal Services. James Van Dundas, 67, in North Potomac, was charged with attempted carnal knowledge of an animal. Authorities say Van Dundas solicited an undercover officer with the LCAS to arrange the deed at Balls Bluff Park, where he
of course it was.
Where you been there?
Balls Deep Park. That's right now.
Where he instead was met by Leesburg police. Following his arrest, Van Dundas was released on a $2,500 bond and prohibited from contact with animals of all species, including humans, pending a May 6th appearance at Loudoun County General District Court.
There we go.
We recognize that proactive investigations are one of the best ways to ensure the community is safe, Department of Animal Services Director Nina Stively said in a release. We do not want to wait for crimes against animals to happen. We want to prevent them. Under the Code of Virginia, you're not allowed to fuck animals.
No.
Crimes against nature involving animals are a class 6 felony, which carry maximum penalty of up to 5 years in prison and $2,500 fine. Earlier this year, the Virginia Court of Appeals upheld the Commonwealth's ban on bestiality through the Crimes Against Nature statute. How has that affected you?
Well, I'm a little bit more tense than usual.
Recognizing that animals are not...
not sleeping as good.
Able to provide consent. So you can't have sexual consensual sex with a horse, in other words.
No. no matter what they say, you can't do it.
One thing they didn't add, they didn't mention here was the horse male or female?
Yeah,
this guy looks like a horse fucker, though. I mean, look at him.
Yeah, yeah. I like his crooked mugshot too.
Yeah, why is he leaning like that?
Does he have one leg shorter than the other?
Say, they didn't mention that he has a peg leg.
saving this photo here.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, weird dude. So he not only decided that he was going to do this with a horse, but he drove to a completely different state to do this. They've got to have
law. Really went out of his way.
Yeah, I know.
Well, maybe in Maryland, if you fuck a horse, you can get the death penalty or something. So he figured he'd go to Virginia, where he can just, worst case, he gets 5 years at a $2,500 fine.
Yeah.
What's funny is, I feel like the fines never match up to the time. Like, if somebody was like, hey, do you want to either go to jail for 5 years or give me $2,500? I'm writing a fucking check. Like,
yeah,
no problem. But if it was, you know, $2.5 million for fucking a horse, I feel like at that point, you know, you might just take the prison time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, North Potomac, it's not your run of the mill, you know, like trailer park. This is $500,000 homes and up. 500 and up. So $500,000 is the bare minimum to get in North Potomac. So this guy's got a lot of dough, not a lot of smarts. Yeah,
a lot of them have horses too, I hear.
Yeah, probably. James, get some help. Yeah.
Horse fucker James. That's if you have show title.
I'll make it work. I'm gonna write this down because I'm gonna forget.
TTP 101, horse fucker James. All right. This next one's from TTB99 Smut Collection. We finally have outdone ourselves this time. This is basically several news stories rolled into one. And it had something to do with nudity, karate, cornbread, and Walmart.
Yeah, and I think a loose dog.
There was a dog in there, too. That's right. Great. Now,
this story is next one is listener submitted, and when I read it, I had to just kind of laugh because it's almost like a combination of every single crazy news story we've ever done, all wrapped up in one. So I will start it, and it actually takes us to Wisconsin. And I'm a big Packers fan, so I'm a little bit embarrassed by this, but thankfully I don't live in Wisconsin.
Oh, this bitch looks like the Wicked Witch of the West. Jeez. Oh, boy.
She does. And her son, who I think maybe lives at home, but she's 46-year-old Lisa Smith, and he's 25-year-old Benny Van.
Dude, she's 46?
Yeah.
That lady is 46.
I'm 46, and I look a little bit better. Oh, she has a little better beard than I do.
Wow.
That's not by much.
She's 46 years old.
Yeah.
She has aged like a frickin' Budweiser.
Yeah. Yeah. So the title, by the way, they don't do anything. Well, the title of the article is, and this is all one title. Okay. Woman does karate. Son gets nude. Dog steals cornbread mix from Walmart, police say. So Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Yeah, this is from KY3.com. A mother and her son are in custody after causing a ruckus at a Walmart Wednesday night. Police say their dog chipped in too.
Why was the dog at Walmart?
People bring all kind of stuff to Walmart. The Eau Claire, and I think we're going to get into that. The Eau Claire Police Department identified 46-year-old Lisa Smith and her 25-year-old son Benny Van as the suspects. Investigators said the dog's name is Bo.
God, she looks like she's in her 60s.
She does. She looks rough. Responding officers said they found Smith yelling in the doorway trying to summon Bo. So Smith is the lady. Since they have different last names, hopefully it's easy to keep track of. Smith allegedly brought Bo into the store without a leash, so he easily ditched his owner and started running up to unsuspecting customers. While Bo was doing that, Smith, again the woman, began tearing apart store displays and placing them in her shopping cart. Walmart staff asked her to leave and she complied. Police say she later left the store. Police say she left the store to perform karate moves in the parking lot. So she did the crane, wax on. Bo, on the other hand, had not been. I hope so. Bro had not been brought to heel. Oh. By the time anyone found him, he found his way out of the store with a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix in his mouth. Police arrested Smith, but it wasn't without a fight. She allegedly kicked out a patrol car window when they finally got her in custody.
She karate kicked it.
She karate. Yeah, she probably had the handcuffs. You've seen that on, if you ever watch Cops, you see that. But their hands behind her and they kind of lean back and they kick 2 feet on there. So I can see it. But I imagine her little brittle bones would break. Meanwhile, police say Van, who was the son, was running amok inside the store. He allegedly took off all his clothes in the rear of the Walmart and exposed himself to everyone around him. Okay. Fortunately for them, he tried to cover himself by putting on the clothes that Walmart had on the rack. Rather than just keep his own stuff on, he ditched it all and then realized that he was naked and went to go put on some other clothes.
I hate getting accidentally naked at Walmart.
Right. I mean, we've all done it. We just haven't put the other clothes back on. Even so, police said he didn't try to purchase them. So that is also a crime.
Oh, he shoplifted.
Officers. Yeah. Right. He wore them out of the store. Officers approached and commanded him to end the madness, but he refused. Authorities say Van even used a scooter in an attempt to run over an officer. The law enforcement physically stopped the scooter just by stepping in front of it because they only go about half a mile an hour and took him into custody. Van faces charges for lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, and retail theft. Smith is charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Bo, however, has not been charged. Body. Right. They have issued him a warning for the theft.
That poor dog.
So, good old Bo. Yeah, I mean, he's in a bad situation. He couldn't control it.
I mean,
it's not his choice who he lives with.
So many things, though. Wow.
Yeah. That's every crazy news story we've ever done right there. Just in wrap.
All into one. It's almost like we did combine multiple stories into one.
This one really stuck with me, and I think that's really where the episode title came from, Rogue Nasal Tooth. And there's things that the human body does that you just can't explain. But in this particular story, we had a person who had something growing inside of his nose, wasn't sure what it was, and ended up going to the doctor and found that there was a tooth growing in there.
Yeah, that was gross, but hilarious.
As long as it's not me.
Next story here.
Where are we going now?
Takes us to
Denmark.
Connecticut. No, wait. I just saw CT. It's talking about a CT scan. Denmark.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Where a tooth was found growing in the man's nose. A tooth. In his nose, after he lost his sense of smell. Lost your sense of smell? It might be something a little grosser than a stuffy nose caused by a cold or flu. A man who complained to doctors that his olfactory system wasn't working properly was stunned to be told that the culprit was a tooth growing inside his nostril. What the fuck? The wayward chopper was only found when specialists poked a tiny camera up his nose to explore what was going on. Detailed in the BMJ Case Reports Journal, the bizarre case involved the patient visiting the ear, nose, and throat department at Aarhus University Hospital in Denmark. After using steroids to treat his blocked nose, there a CT scan revealed a mucus-covered mass of enamel on the floor of the man's nasal cavity. Fortunately, the tooth was able to be extracted with a pair of forceps. Physicians are baffled why it happened, and although rare, the phenomenon of teeth and noses is not entirely unheard of. Trauma or infections have been blamed in the past, along with a cleft lip or cleft palate. In their reports, the doctors wrote, in our case, there was no obvious explanation. While the man had fractured his jaw and nose in his youth, the injury probably didn't cause the tooth to grow in the nostril. And instead, it's likely the man had the tooth in his nose for most of his life and only experienced symptoms when the area became inflamed. The good news is that after the tooth was removed, the patient recovered and no longer experienced symptoms. That's so fucking
good.
Gross. Oh, shit. Fucking tooth.
Growing.
Hey, I can't come into work today. I had a tooth extracted.
I do. You picking your nose? No, I'm just cleaning my teeth.
Yeah,
I'm scraping the tartar off my tooth.
Did he stick a toothbrush up there? Like, got a brush. You don't want to get a cavity up in your nose. That's for sure. Dude, that's fucking gross.
I got some tartar on my nose.
That's what I'm going to do next time I don't want to go to work. I'm just going to be like, hey, I got to have a tooth extracted from my nostril today. So can't make it into work. Sorry. I didn't see any kids on my way that I could mow over in my car. So I'm just going to have to get this tooth taken care of instead. This next story is from TTB93, Wendy Cocaine, and we found out that Cheez-Its are so delicious, some people are willing to set their homes on fire.
The Tabasco one's my favorite.
I just like the straight up, just classic Cheez-Its. Don't mess with a good thing. I'd set my home on fire for any of them, though. Let's see what we got next.
Where's the next one take us? Yeah. It's more food. I didn't really do this on purpose.
I feel like you did. Nah. Well, listen, as long as we don't talk, you know, we already talked about pizza. As long as we don't talk about Cheez-Its, I'm fine. Oh,
yeah, Cheez-Its.
Well, damn it, Robert. Look at this.
Yeah, as luck would have it. Are they? I won't even discuss if they're the Tabasco ones. No,
they like shouldn't cheddar. Be. It's the regular ones. They're the only kind that you really need. But this takes us to Georgia, where family members say a man set fire to home after an argument over Cheez-Its. I can see it. I could see myself doing that, depending on, you know, which way the argument went.
Now, were they listening to Coldplay at the time?
Apparently, they're listening to Coldplay and setting their home ablaze. This takes us to DeKalb County, Georgia. The family of an arson suspect said a bizarre argument led to the house fire. Firefighters were called out to a home in Creekford on Creekford Drive, just north of Covington Highway, early Tuesday morning. Family members said a man set fire to his mother's house after they got into an argument over a box of Cheez-Its. The woman's son said his brother poured gasoline on the stairs and started the fire, trapping him and his mother inside. Luckily, they were able to get out safely. Not only did he set the house on fire, but he tried to trap them inside and burn them alive over the Cheez-Its. Investigators said they have filed arson charges against the brother. It was not immediately clear how much damage was done to the home. His name has not yet been released. Cheez-Its. That'll do it.
I mean, they taste like shit, so don't do that. I would never eat Cheez-Its.
What the fuck is wrong?
I wouldn't recommend you do either.
What is wrong with you? Like Cheez-Its, right? No?
I do. Well, I was trying to
trick you. Oh, got it.
You just did a story about food.
Yeah, you don't have to.
It was kind of like reverse psychology.
You don't have to dog Cheez-Its like that, though.
Yeah. I'd rather eat cauliflower. That's way better than that. Should
have eaten a lot of that.
Yeah. I'd burn my neighborhood down for a couple of stalks of cauliflower. That's for sure.
With a little bit of Mrs. Dash on it, because I can't use fucking salt on anything. Bit. Yeah, it's good.
Some butter buds. Another story that actually gave us our show title, TTB092 Severe Penile Fracture, comes from our friends. And if you followed the Two Bobs for any length of time, you know that we are big fans of the World News Daily Report. And that one brought us the man who was arrested for getting his dick stuck in a manhole cover near a school. Weird. We didn't think Donald Trump would go that close to his school.
I'm really glad that we just kept my show notes intact for these.
Well, not a lot of times, but pretty much all the time. The show notes gives a nice synopsis, kind of gets you. It's like the appetizer before you actually listen to the
segment. It pulls you in. It's got to pull you in.
That it does.
Well, speaking of the rising price of cigarettes, have you heard this story from World News Daily Report about a homeless man's penis that was snapped in half during frenetic sex with a manhole cover?
I haven't. Well, but I think we're going to find out.
Well, this takes us to California, where a San Diego homeless man was hospitalized and later arrested for indecent exposure and lewd act after he was seen in public having sex with a manhole cover. Yep.
Save this one for you, buddy.
The incident occurred on University Avenue around 12 in the afternoon when nearby high school students on lunch break alerted local police.
Afternoon delay.
San Diego police and paramedics were forced to separate the man's genitals from the manhole cover, which resulted in hospitalization after it was revealed he had suffered from a severe penile fracture.
Ding,
oh,
ding.
Boy.
There it is.
Can you imagine what that call to 911 sounded like? Hi, this is Billy calling from the San Diego something high school. Yeah. I just wanted to report there's a man fucking a manhole right around the corner, and he appears, he seemed like he was enjoying it for a while,
but then
he appeared to have finished, and then appeared to be in quite a panic because I think somehow his dick is stuck in the manhole. You might want to send some police and some paramedics out because I just don't think he's going to be able to get it out. I don't know if it's, I mean, at this point, it's got to be flaccid. And so just the fact that it's still stuck in there, I'm really worried about the guy.
I sense a severe penile fracture coming on.
Stephen Wood, 43, claims he was drunk and passed. And passed out when he later woke up and found that his genitals were stuck inside the gap of a manhole cover. He passed out and he fell with. Oops. He was probably trying to pee. That's why his dick was poking out. Yeah. And he fell down and somehow landed directly on top of the manhole cover.
Yeah.
And he was unable to free himself.
Yeah.
He has to passerby for help in vain.
Here, grab my wiener and pull it.
Help, I got my dick stuck in the manhole. You got any petroleum jelly? No? Okay, bye. He does not recall what happened. All he remembers is waking up on the street with his pants down and unable to stand up. He believes someone played a prank on him, San Diego police spokesman John Smirk told reporters. Smirk was testimony does not corroborate eyewitnesses' testimony, which claimed he was having frenetic sex and grunting and moaning loudly in public. San Diego sports spokesman John Smirk, exactly, that's what it sounded like, told reporters. Paramedics were called on the scene when police officers were unable to lift the man from the ground, who was stuck to the manhole cover and visibly in agonizing pain. At one moment, officers and paramedics acknowledged hearing a loud snapping sound, which doctors later confirmed to be caused by a severe penile fracture. How did you make your dick snap, though? I mean,
they say bone, but there's no bone. I know they call it.
Stephen Wood, 43, is well known by San Diego police for several similar infractions on numerous occasions and was last arrested in November, only days following Halloween. A local citizen alerted authorities at the time, alleging that Wood was committing sexual acts on a pumpkin. And a pumpkin stolen off private property in the area and in plain daylight. He was just fucking just going to town. He was railing a pumpkin in plain daylight for everyone to see. The pumpkin owner later dropped. I wonder if they returned the pumpkin to the owner.
He went this back.
He dropped charges and the case was dismissed.
That's felony assault.
Never mind that Stephen Wood, 43, was fucking a pumpkin in broad daylight. The owner of the pumpkin was like, no, guys, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. You know, and apparently that was enough for them to say, all right, we're going to forgive him for fucking a pumpkin.
Well, that's felony pumpkin assault. We had to call Eric back and see if he'll represent him.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's good. World News Daily Report really delivered this week.
It came through. They always do. Our last best of story takes us all the way back to TTB 65 Shaking the Swine. And And it was a long time ago, but if you remember our friend of the show who has no idea we exist in the world, Gillian Graham from Press Zero.
Not that good of a friend.
And just the story was funny, but then all the banter that happened when we realized Gillian Graham is actually Jillian. And I don't really... Did you know it was Jillian the whole time? You were just going along, or I just sold you really
well
on Jillian?
I knew
it.
I just let you. I let you have it. You had already sold yourself on the Gillian, so I just let it have. I try not to correct when you do good things, because there's a lot of times it'll turn into a drop. So I just leave it.
So listen and enjoy.
This one takes us to Maine. Have you ever been to Maine? I haven't.
No, why would I do that?
I like, well, it's beautiful up there. It's supposed to be.
They have nice beaches, right?
I think that, I don't know that they have nice beaches. I know they've got a lot of lobster, and it gets cold as shit up there in the snow in the winter time. But I'd like to go up there, because I'd like to drive past Stephen King's house, since I'm, you know, fascinated with my friend Pennywise. I like to drive through those areas, and I hear it's very, very nice. I like to go to anywhere in New England, but I've only been to Massachusetts for a little while. But those Vermont and Maine, those areas during the fall when the leaves change colors, I've heard has been, you know, it's one of those things that you just have to see, that that's nothing really, you know, if you have one thing to put on your list, it's to go up there and see it in the fall.
I don't know, just like any, even the most beautiful place in the world, there's always fucking white trash dipshits that tried to ruin it for everyone. For instance, three men who were caught dragging a stolen 25-foot shed behind pickup on a main road, according to police.
I had to laugh.
Best segue ever.
I had to laugh with that. Troopers were called to York County Town on Sunday by a concerned citizen who reported three men had stolen a shed from a foreclosed property on Pork Street.
Whoa.
And we're dragging it away. When troopers arrived, they found the men still dragging the 25-foot long shed, which was blocking half of Heath Road, state police said. Matthew Thompson of Lebanon, Timothy James of Pembroke, New Hampshire, and Robert Breton of Milton, New Hampshire, were arrested after troopers verified the shed was indeed stolen. And there's a picture of it. It's a big ass shed. They're just dragging it down the road.
So what's funny is they're literally dragging it down the road
behind their pickup. And you know the pickup's in good shape.
Clearly. I mean, it's probably brand new. It's probably nicer than mine.
CarPlay.
It's like just dragging. It's scraping. Scraping on the road.
The next paragraph is for you. It starts, state police said Thompson.
Oh, perfect.
This is going to explain the whole thing.
This is going to put everybody who's thinking, what the fuck were they thinking? This paragraph here is going to explain why this was happening in the first place. So, all right. So get ready for this. State police said Thompson was found with crystal meth and prescription pills that had not been prescribed to him. He had crystal meth that hadn't been prescribed to him. Everybody knows you need a prescription for your crystal meth. He was charged with unauthorized taking or transfer. Hold on, I have this.
I know. I'm in my second can of this Imperial chocolate. It's good stuff.
It's good. And police, state police, you're wondering what kind of police were involved in the incident. It's police of the type state will seek indictments for unlawful possession of a Schedule W drug, which is crystal meth without a prescription. Relentless reckless conduct. Credible.
Most having.
Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name, alcoholic.
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Shit. Is there criminal an alcoholic mischief here?
Unlawful possession of a Schedule Z drug. James and Bratton were charged with theft by unauthorized taking or transfer and are expected to be indicted on additional charges of reckless conduct. Did I read this sentence already? No.
No.
Okay. Conduct and criminal mischief, police said. All three men were taken to New York County Jail and held on a $5,000 bail. The York County Sheriff's Office assisted with the case. We should call Gillian Graham.
I don't know. Well, there's no area code either.
She can be contacted at 791-6315. Wait, let me see if I can figure out the... Let's see here.
There you go.
Gillian Graham.
She's got a tweeter, Graham Gillian.
Oh, it's 207-791-6315. We should call her about this. See, we'll probably get her voicemail. We can enter.
She's at the Press Herald. It's 9:45 on a Friday. She's long gone.
Yeah, but we could leave her a voicemail. She lives in Bar Mills with her husband. Let me tell you about Gillian Graham. No. Is it Gillian? I think it's Jillian.
I'm just glad you say they didn't seek an indictment.
Thank you for correcting me. I've been calling her Gillian.
Hey, I'm two beers in, too, so who am I going to correct anybody?
Gillian Graham. She's been a staff writer for the
Gillian. Please help me, Gillian.
Oh, man. She...
Gillian, I need a prescription from some crystal meth, please.
She's won regional and national awards for her work.
Yeah.
And also, she grew up in Ugunquit and graduated from the University of Southern Maine. When not on the lookout for great stories such as this one, she can be found trolling flea markets and yard sales for vintage Pyrex, cooking new recipes, and spoiling her nieces and nephews. Thank you, Gillian, for this.
I don't know. She had me at vintage Pyrex. I'm sold.
Who drags the 25-foot shed behind them? What are you going to do with that? What were they planning on doing?
Well,
the Lebanese guy, or is there a Lebanon?
Yeah, it's Maine? Yeah, Lebanon. Was it New Hampshire? But the thing about it is, you're dragging this shed, and in the bottom of it's either metal, so it's going to be sparking everywhere, or it's wood, and by the time you get it there, it's going to be all worn down.
It's going to be the top half of the shed. It's going to slowly be shaved down in the concrete.
I thought you said the shed was 6 foot.
Damn it, Gillian.
Gillian.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Was that episode 65? I think it's got to be.
Yeah, probably.
We're
G for Gillian.
G is for Gillian.
Let's see if there's any other good. Gillian probably has a lot of really she writes a lot of stories for the Press Herald. There's one, her latest is Rally in March. Oh no, that's not funny. never mind. Westbrook police officer. Wait,
no, Westbrook. That's not good either.
Officer injured when alleged. Nope, never mind. Let's see here. Stabbing. Driver who crashed into six parked cars.
Yeah.
In Gorham, charged with operating under the influence.
Warrington boy 10 steals car, hits police cruiser.
See, these are real things. That's great. Home labs for extracting cannabis concentrates. Oh, wow. That's great. Thank you, Gillian, for all this hard-hitting news.
Yeah, for all your work.
We hope you enjoyed listening to some of We hope you enjoyed listening to some of the what we feel are the best stories of Two Bobs over the last year or so. As always, you can find us on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. You can call us, but nobody ever fucking does. What's the phone number, though, just in case? Testing you to see if you had the drop ready.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
That we do, elderly listener. It's, I don't even know what the number is. 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. And I'm going to double check that while you...
No, that is correct. That is it? No, you nailed it, Robert. Nobody's going to call us. Nobody's going to really do anything with it. But I figure for shit's sake, you know, we might as well just throw it in there. But nonetheless, it's been a great 2019. We appreciate you listening to the Two Bobs, and we look forward to enlightening your weeks and your days and your lives in 2020.
Yep, we'll see you next year.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.